Good morning. First of all, I want to take this time to say a happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. I also realize that days like this aren't necessarily happy for everyone. So there's the folks that perhaps this is their first Mother's Day without their mom. May not be the happiest of Mother's Days. There are the women who would love to be moms, but for some reason or another, they're not at this time. And so again, there's a longing in their heart, not necessarily a happy day. I think like in my situation where I was raised by a single mom, my biggest admiration is due to single parents, in this case, single moms, because they have to be both mom and dad to their children. So thank you. And I pray that all of you will be blessed. I want to say a special happy Mother's Day to my mom. Feliz Día de las Madres, mami. Que Dios te bendiga. Recuerdo lo que dice Proverbios, que sus hijos se levantarán y la llamarán bienaventurada. Muchas mujeres han hecho el bien, pero tú la sobrepasas a todas. That is, we read that in Proverbs 31, that it says, her children will rise up and call her blessed. And it goes on to say, many women have done well or good things, but you surpass them all. And that is certainly true of my mom, and I'm just so thankful for her. My message this morning, I want to see if I can get through it very quickly. I've called it Four Ordinary Moms. And why I'm using the word ordinary is because I think that most moms, like most people in general, we don't feel like we're extraordinary, super special, super spiritual, super wise, super anything. We feel very ordinary. And so I want to talk about four ordinary moms that we find in the Bible and something we learn from each one of them. Before I do that, I want to read the lyrics to a song called 20 Years Late. It's a song sung by an acquaintance of mine named Aaron Lines. Those of you who know me well know I don't really do country. This actually happens to be a country song that I really like. And he says, it begins like this. Hey, mom, I know that it's late. Hope I didn't wake you. Yeah, everything is okay. Just needed to talk to you. Today, I had one of those days, but I didn't call to complain, just to say everything that I didn't for all of those years. You were a taxi driver, nurse, and a maid, a waitress, a cook, a shoulder to lay my head on to cry on when nothing was going my way. You knew every answer without cracking a book, and I took for granted that I had it so good, and I'm sorry it's taken me so long to say, thank you, I love you, 20 years late. It's funny how the time passing by can change your perspective. A little while out on your own can sure make you think, I don't know how you did it. No, I can't find one spare minute. The days run together, but I don't remember you ever letting us down. You were the judge and the jury when I did wrong, being my biggest fan from my very first song. The gas in the engine that always kept me going, moving on, a seamstress, a counselor, a referee that could stop a fight between my brother and me. I'm sorry it's taking me so long to say, I thank you, I love you, 20 years late. I'll let you go now, but I hope that you know how I feel. Thank you for making me the man I've become. I love you and I will always be your son. Mom, that's all I call to say. 20 years late. Can I encourage you, if you still have your mom, please remember to say thank you, say I love you, make that phone call, send that email, post something on social media, but do take a moment, not only today, but throughout the year, to say thanks, mom. I love you, mom. First of the four moms I want to talk about is a lady who's not very, very well known. Her name is Jochebed. She was the mother of Moses. And in Exodus chapter 2, you will hear read some of the story in the first 10 verses. We simply hear that as the people of Israel were in slavery in Egypt, that laws had been passed or implemented that all the male children should be killed. And so Jochebed, realizing that if she kept her son, there wasn't a great possibility that he would survive, that he would not be found out. So what she does, and I cannot imagine how difficult it must have been for her. She made a little basket, a woman basket of reeds, probably. She did something to try to make it waterproof. And then she took Moses and put him in the Nile. Verse 3 of Exodus 2 says, but when she, that is the mom, could not hide him any longer, she got up a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. And I think of the words of the song from Prince of Egypt. I've got nothing else to give except this chance that you might live. This was her only opportunity. She felt that this was the best thing she could do, is to put him in a basket, put him in this massive river, and entrust him to the Lord. Of course, the story goes on that Moses is found by the daughter of Pharaoh. He grows up in the palace, and eventually he runs away. He gets in trouble, and he comes back, and he delivers the people of God out of slavery. So first, we learn from Jochebed that moms entrust their children to the Lord. Thank you, moms, for doing that for us. Second mom, maybe a bit better known, her name is Hannah. Hannah is the mother of one of the greatest personalities in the Old Testament, perhaps the greatest Old Testament person. He played multiple roles. He played the role of a judge and of a prophet and of a priest. His name is Samuel. And you can find this story in 1 Samuel chapter 1 and 2. And Hannah is not able to conceive. This is a very common thread throughout Scripture. There's a number of women who, for some reason or another, cannot have children. And she goes to the temple. She prays to the Lord. She pours out her soul in such a way that, in fact, the priest, the high priest, thinks that she is drunk. And he rebukes her for coming to church drunk. And she says, oh, no. I am not drunk. I am weary, burden of soul. I would love to have a child, but I don't have one. So I'm asking God to remember me. And so the priest said, my daughter, go in peace. Your petition has been answered. And sure enough, a few months later, 9-10 months later, she has a child, and she names him Samuel. And she and her husband keep him home until he is weaned. So probably 3-4 years old, maybe 5. And then the most amazing thing happens. She takes that child that she had prayed God for because she didn't have one, and she gives him back to the Lord. She takes him back to the temple, and she dedicates him to serve the Lord at the temple, and she leaves him there from a young age. So from Hannah, we read this in verses 27 and 28. I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life he will be given over to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. That is, the child worshiped the Lord there. So we learn that moms return children to the Lord. And maybe not so dramatic in taking him somewhere and leaving him there, but in saying, God, we understand, I understand that this child for whom I pray, whom I carried in my womb for 9 months, belonged more to you than to me. It's an amazing thing that she asks so fervently for this child, and then she's, God, here he is. I give him back to you. So moms, thank you for returning us to the Lord, entrusting us to the Lord, returning us to the Lord. Mom number 3. Again, she's mentioned only once, maybe twice in the New Testament. You may not have heard of her, perhaps, because it's just mentioned in passing. Her name is Eunice. And Eunice has a mom also named Lois, who's out there mentioned together when one is mentioned. And Lois has a son named Timothy. In fact, the letters of 1 and 2 Timothy are written to her son by the apostle Paul. And Paul is reminding Timothy in his letter in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, and then chapter 3, verse 15. I want to read those verses to you because of what Paul, the great apostle, says to Timothy, I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. A little later in chapter 3, verse 15, he says, and I know how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. What Paul is telling Timothy is that which you have learned, both about the Bible and about the gospel and about how you can have a relationship with God, all of those things you learn from your mom. In fact, the picture is that Timothy, even as he was breastfeeding, that his mom was teaching him the scriptures. His mom was telling him the gospel, that God loved him, that God had a plan for his life, that he could surrender when he was aware of this situation. He could surrender his life to Christ and invite him to be part of his life and to be Lord of his life. And many of us have heard that same message from our moms. And perhaps if you haven't heard it, I'd love to encourage you to hear my words. God loves you. God has a plan for your life. God wants to help you. God wants to transform you. God wants to take your life, your past, your failures, your challenges, your successes, all of those, and transform them into something more meaningful, more life-changing than you could ever imagine. And you can do that simply by saying a simple prayer like, God, I realize that you love me. I realize you have a plan for my life. I realize that I need you. Please help me. I invite you to come and take control of my life and change me. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for me, rose again, and because of that, I can now be your child. It's a prayer as simple as that. And if you contact us on the social media, or you can email me at gdemas@devonchurch.com, and I would be more than happy to chat with you and help you and provide some resources for you to grow in your faith. But that's what we learn from Eunice, the teaching that moms teach their children about the Lord. Mom number four. We don't even know her name. She's only known and mentioned in relationship, sadly, to her husband and to her son. For some reason, we don't have her name. But it's Samson's mom. Samson was one of the judges in the history of Israel that happened after they came into the promised land and before they had a king. And Samson is this powerful, physically powerful individual that can fight armies by himself. On one occasion, this is horrible, he killed 1,000 people with the jawbone of a donkey. That's how powerful he was. But as powerful as he was, spiritually, emotionally, he was not as strong. And so he kept making terrible mistakes, terrible choices that broke his mom's heart. He kept getting in trouble, knowing, doing what he knew he shouldn't do, going places he knew he shouldn't go, depending on himself, forgetting God, and in the process, making a mess of his life. And I can only imagine the heartbreak of Samson's mom every time the news got back to her that her son had done something he wasn't supposed to, that he had taken things into his own hands, that he had forgotten God, that he had done the things that God said for him not to do, that he had embraced attitudes that were not becoming a person like him and his calling that he was given. And in the end, Samson dies. His life, his last prayer, he himself dies in the process. And I can only imagine his mom weeping, breaking down, crying, asking God for help, for comfort, probably with no more words to say than, oh, Samson, 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 my son, my dear son, if you had only listened to us, if you had only depended on God, if you had not walked away and done your own thing, So from Samson's mom, we learn that sometimes we, as children, cause our moms a lot of pain, a lot of unnecessary pain. So thank you, Mom, on this Mother's Day. Thank you for entrusting us to God. Thank you for acknowledging that we belong more to Him than to you, and yet never giving up on us. Never stopping being a mom for us. Thank you for dedicating us to God. Thank you for saying, Lord, you gave this child to me. I give him back to you. I know many times when I travel to some of the places that I travel to do some of the ministry activities, opportunities that I have, sometimes to somewhat dangerous places, restless places, or sometimes after a disaster. And every time that I say to my mom, Mom, I think I'll have an opportunity to go here, or I'm praying about going here, she always tells me, well, can't somebody else go? Are you sure this is what you should be doing? Is this even a wise decision? Of course, I tried to make those decisions consulting my family, praying, and so on. But at some point, I say, Mom, you know that you entrusted me to the Lord. You know that when you became a follower of Christ, you returned me, as it were, to the Lord. You've taught me to love the Lord and to obey Him. And Mom, this is what I sense God is wanting me to do. And invariably, when we get to that point of the conversation, my mom would say, okay, I'll pray for you. I wish you wouldn't go. You know, I'm your mom. I wish you wouldn't go. But if that's what you feel what God wants you to do, then I'll pray for you. Go. So thank you. Thank you for teaching us about God. Thank you for teaching us to obey God. And moms, we're sorry for the pain that we have caused you. Yeah, we don't have an excuse. Thank you that despite the times that we have pained your heart and broken your heart, you have loved us. You have never stopped praying for us. You have never given up on us, your children. We are the most blessed because of you. So thank you. Thank you, Mom. I want to close by offering a prayer of blessing, and maybe I'll see if I can read some of the comments here that have been said. But let me pray a prayer of blessing. Dear God, I thank you for every mom out there who has spent sleepless nights praying for us, concerned for us, for their children, working hard for our benefit. Thank you that they've done without so that we would have. Thank you for the great sacrifice, the sleepless nights, the endless hours of working. Thank you for praying and praying and praying and praying on our behalf day after day after day. I pray that you would bless them. I pray that you would pour healing over their broken hearts from the pains that we, their children, have caused them. And Lord, today we rise up and call our mothers blessed. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.